Welcome to Beyond the Nest, the University of Minnesota Rochester's alumni podcast. I'm Amber Muhlenbein, and in today's episode, we hear from Bethany O'Brien, a 2018 graduate completing her final year of veterinary school, joined by Dr. Kelsey Metzger, a professor of biology at UMR. The two discuss the differences between patient care medicine and veterinary medicine, and the impact that UMR has had on Bethany in her continued education. They also explore the importance of being curious. Here we go.
This is Dr. Metzger, Dr. Kelsey Metzger from UMR, and I have with me today my guest, Bethany O'Brien. So Bethany, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, so I am a 2018 graduate from UMR, and now am in my fourth and final year of veterinary school. I'm from Rochester originally, and I joke that I was born, and it's not even really a joke, I was born down the street from where then I went to college. But I loved my time at UMR and definitely excited to talk about it today.
Awesome. What kinds of things have you been up to?
As for fourth year veterinary students, we have our first 3 years that we spend in the classroom. But our final year is 12 months of clinical rotations where we spend 2 weeks in different specialties or different parts of the two hospitals, the small animal hospital, and then there's like kind of the large animal and equine hospitals. And then you get some time for externships. So I am over halfway through my full clinical year. And then this is my last rotation where I'm working with clients at the small animal hospital before I do all externships this spring. And so I've done things like small ruminant. So going out to farms and working with goats and had surgery rotations, anesthesia rotations, all different things. Currently I'm on primary care. So that's where my passion is working with clients on preventative medicine for their pets. Right now just seeing dogs and cats. And that's been my past couple of weeks. Tomorrow's my last day on that rotation. And then Saturday I drive 9 hours down to Indianapolis to start my first externship, where I'll be 6 weeks at the Indianapolis Zoo. Come back for 2 weeks, and then I go down to Florida, Melbourne, Florida, to the Brevard Zoo for another 6 weeks as my second externship. So really excited. Definitely a lot going on.
Wow, you've been busy, up to lots of stuff. So in looking back, you grew up down the street from UMR. At what point did you recognize UMR as a viable possibility for your undergraduate studies?
Around like when I started becoming more serious about my search for colleges, I thought to myself, like, okay, my goals is I want something that's small. I really like that one-on-one, both with instructors. I want to know my peers and like develop those relationships. I wanted something that gave me a good perspective in medicine. So even though I've always known I want to be a veterinarian, truthfully, like I'm very passionate about medicine in general. And so I was looking for something that had a strong pre-med, pre-vet area, something that I could individualize my education, which that one was kind of more like this lofty goal, because I really didn't think I was going to find anything that would allow me to, because the nice thing about getting into vet school is that you just have to take the prereqs, but you can get a bachelor's in whatever you want. And I wanted that opportunity to have this ability, you know, to like kind of go and be curious and find all different passions, and wanted a school where I could really do that. So at one point I was telling these things to my dad, and he's a professor at Rochester Community and Technical College. And he was like, well, you know, that actually sounds a lot like UMR. He's like, maybe you should just look into that one. And I thought he was like, you know, just trying to convince me not to go far or whatever. But then I went and took a tour and chatted with some people there and was like, yeah, this is actually exactly what I'm looking for. So that's what led me to UMR.
So when you actually got to UMR and you started taking coursework and started interacting with those peers and those faculty members, what are some of the things you remember as like particularly poignant experiences?
There's so many things. I am like going to try so hard not to get onto like, you know, 3-page essay here. I think some of my favorite things that will stay with me forever and that when I talk about UMR, I always try to talk about them. The first one is sitting in your biology course. And at this point, you know, I've gone through about a semester of school and I'm starting to recognize that like, oh, there's not a ton of other students here who are interested in veterinary medicine. And that was eye-opening in of itself. And like, am I going to find opportunities here to work with animals that I like, cause I need those, you know, I need these opportunities to prepare me for vet school. And you mentioning, I think it was, I don't know that you had like a true lecture on it. I think at that point, it had just been like an offhanded comment about you did this fun thing with Quarry Hill Nature Center and the Northern Sawwet Owl Project of going out, collecting information and then getting buccal swabs and bringing it back for sexing the, doing genetic sex tests. And I was instantly like, I'm in. I'm like, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to convince her. Like, yeah. That sounds so up my alley. I mean, and it's both, I've always loved genetics too, on top of veterinary medicine and like being around animals. And I'm like, that has everything that I, and it was just like time after time of UMR, just like filling all of my little like goals.
Checking all the boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. I did 2 weeks as one of my rotations at the Raptor Center, which is internationally more or less world renowned
care. And this is the Raptor Center at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so they're very well known. And yeah, we had a little Northern Sawwet Owl come in and I just like got so excited and like had to show all of my, you know, the doctors and my classmates who were with me on that, like the pictures from what I had done, because it was so cool. And like they used charts to determine like all, you know, like with different species of birds or raptors, they'll have like charts on like what size is usually associated for male versus female. And yep, they don't have one for the Northern Sawwet Owls because they're so, there's just so much unknown still. And like, they're very close. And so we were talking about that. Anyway, it was just so fun to like be able to recount that experience. And
yeah, so for anybody who's listening to the podcast should pause right now and just do a quick Google search for Northern Sawwet Owl. Is the cutest little thing. It's the smallest migratory bird that, or smallest migratory owl that we have coming through Minnesota. And so just to give you a visual of the Northern Sawwet Owl that Beth's talking about.
Will not be disappointed.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely one of them. And like, that's my very specific experience, but I think overall, UMR, I ended up my second going into third year of vet school, decided to pursue a dual degree in DVM and getting a master's of public health. And mm-hmm. UMR is the reason that one, I was prepared to do that and two, wanted to go for an MPH. I built so many relationships both with faculty and with students in various areas of medicine outside of, you know, veterinary medicine and, you know, kind of moving towards the human side of medicine, that I developed this like passion. And I would sometimes get on soapboxes, even in vet school, about why veterinarians, I phrase it, why veterinarians deserve to be sitting at the round table of medicine. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about interprofessional collaboration, why veterinarians need to be there just as much as any other human medicine. And that's what my master's degree is focusing on. Like, I'm doing my capstone project for my MPH on that and working with, I did 2 years. So I was part of the like initial first interprofessional internship and then went on to be a co-leader for that internship program with the Office of Academic Clinical Affairs. And then also work too as they were developing the Center for Interprofessional Health. And every time I do something and I talk about and like get so passionate about talking about interprofessional medicine, that's UMR. That's like definitely prepared me for that. Like that is UMR shining through in that moment because it's definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, just learning how much we have in common between the two fields. Like we share everything, our research, we share like the core passion for our patients and how to discuss things, and especially how to discuss difficult things without using the medical jargon. Like, I mean, that's all the same training. And I wouldn't have known that. I would not have understood that if it weren't for those relationships at UMR and like developing that through that time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think so. A faculty member at UMR, I can speak from my experience that I always learn things from students, whether it's a new cohort of students or students that I'm working one-on-one with for independent research or directed studies. And with you, you were the student who introduced me to this idea of One Health, right? The connection between human health, animal health, environmental health. And you really can't look at any of those independently from one another. So I have seen that phrase and that kind of ideology or perspective, the One Health perspective, just grow in influence and in prevalence over the years since you've introduced it to me. But I think that gets to what you're talking about, this necessary connection. If we really want to focus on human health, we can't really do that fully unless we look at the environments in which we live and the animals with which we interact and all that.
The University of Minnesota Rochester recently released the fourth edition of the alumni magazine, The Kettle. A term derived following field observations of hawks, kettle means a group of soaring raptors. This year features raptor alumni making an impact in the healthcare field in Minnesota, nationally, and across the globe, as well as faculty and staff who challenge growth and learning in students, and reflections from UMR's first chancellor on the early days of campus. Read more from this year's edition at z.umn.edu/thekettle.
So in your talking about UMR-ness that has served you well, I heard a couple key phrases I'm going to pick up on. So one was like interdisciplinary collaboration. So you're talking about working with professionals from different areas and collaboration also in terms of like with other students. I mean, these are just like very much a part of the UMR experience. And it also sounds like you have a lot of confidence talking about what you know and also some persuasion in using evidence to bring others to your way of thinking. Do you think that that's kind of accurate or would you characterize it differently?
Yeah, I mean, no one likes to say that they know, for they can sound a lot more confident and stuff. But yeah, all of those skills, especially when talking about collaboration and just being able to work together to solve, I kind of like think that like these problems that we face in medicine are old problems, but the only way we can find these new and better solutions is through collaboration. And that's definitely something I learned at UMR. And so those tools that I brought with me to vet school, and I utilized them, but also strengthened them by becoming, you know, I did that internship and worked with different programs. And now kind of as I'm working on my MPH and stuff, still further strengthening those skills. And then hopefully then as I graduate here in May, I'll be able to use them and rely on those skills in my career to make the career that like I find, you know, fulfilling, but also hopefully to change the way that, you know, finding these solutions to old problems and changing the way that we view One Health as a whole and medicine as a whole.
So I imagine, though, that it wasn't always easy, that there were probably some points that you were like, oh, this isn't my favorite, or, oh, this is really a stretch. So are there challenges that you remember facing, and how did you work through them?
Yeah, it definitely, like, I wish I could say that it was all a breeze. I never had any concerns. I think one of the reasons I am so passionate about telling people that veterinarians should be at this, you know, round table of healthcare is because there was a time where I wasn't invited and my peers didn't know my career. I barely understood my career. You know, we're talking the very beginnings of my education, even though I was like, well, I know what a vet does. You know, I wanted to be a vet since I was a baby. Like that's, you know, and sometimes it felt really isolating. I ended up being the only student in my class and of my friends who went on to vet school, who had any interest in veterinary medicine, which felt isolating. You know, there are questions like, well, why am I going to work with animals if, like, you know, going into human medicine is seen as better, or, you know, that's what all my friends are doing. And like, maybe that's what I should be doing. And I felt different from them. Like, it felt like, especially my first year, it felt like everything I when I would compare myself, which you should never compare yourself, but
we all good advice.
Yes. When I would compare myself to my peers, I felt like all I see are differences. Like, I don't know that I belong here. Maybe I made a mistake in this. And I don't know what the turning point was. I wish I did. Maybe it was the One Health at that time. Maybe it was just, I don't know. Maybe it was some conversation that I can't pinpoint exactly, but differences like started to become similarities and just like a new perspective or like a new light. Mm. Like now, like I would not change a thing at all. And I think that that struggle in the beginning of my education was so important for building who I am and what I do now.
Yeah, I think so many students would be able to relate to that idea of having a pathway that doesn't seem exactly the same as what your peers are doing and then questioning like, well, if that's what they're doing, or, you know, if that's what seems to be valued, it can be really hard and isolating, like you were saying, to go your own path. But I think that discovery and really finding what direction is the right fit for you or the right perspective along that journey that's right for you, that is just crucial to finding, you know, satisfaction and really that true sense of belonging with your chosen path. Really insightful.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, like if you're going to compare yourself to your peers, do it through this lens of what can I learn from that, from our differences, and where can I find similarities that I didn't think they existed? And that perspective can shift everything, I feel like. Mm-hmm. At least it did for me. It's oversimplification to say, well, for everyone.
Yeah.
UMR has been named a College of Distinction for the 2023-24 academic year, marking its commitment to providing a high-quality undergraduate education that focuses on hands-on learning, strong student-faculty relationships, a vibrant campus life, and successful outcomes. This is the second year in a row that UMR has achieved this honor. UMR has earned additional recognition in the areas of career development for supporting students with comprehensive four-year plans, personalized advising, and more, and equity and inclusion for their concerted effort to promote fair treatment and access at all levels with resources and programming that grant extra support to underrepresented communities.
Well, so what's next in your journey, Ben? You're in your fourth year of veterinary school. What comes next?
So throughout school, I've been really good at having this kind of like, I've got two paths and someday I will decide which one I go down. And now we're like at the end of my fourth year and I'm actually going to have to decide. I have a huge passion for conservation and medicine. So working with zoos, when I was actually at UMR, between my second and third year, I did do a keeping internship with the Minnesota Zoo. I worked with birds. It was an amazing experience. I never thought that birds could be like, just teach me so much, but penguins are my favorite. They always will be. And during that whole experience, I realized how passionate I am about, you know, conservation. And then also into professionalism. So working with the keepers, working with other environmentalists and everything. So that was kind of that area of One Health that I really started to love. So at vet school, I did a lot of exotics, like extra kind of electives or joining clubs that worked with exotics. And the payoff then is that I get to have these really fun externships. So these are kind of in addition to all of the normal, quote unquote, normal animals that you see most vets see today, that I'm doing these 12 weeks of externships working with these two different zoos to get an idea of what working as a veterinarian in a zoo field would be like. So to become a zoo veterinarian, once you graduate, you usually do a year of a rotating internship at an academic institution. Typically, there's a couple of other specialties that will offer it, but where you do everything, either small animal or large animal, and you're doing like the internal medicine, surgery, sometimes primary care, ER, going through kind of just rotations of that, almost like fourth year all over again. and then you'll do another internship the year after that at a zoo, and then you'll do 3 years of a residency with the zoo. During that time, you're working on getting your 7 publications. And after you've done those publications and you're about halfway through your residency, you sit for do medicine boards, which takes you usually a couple times to pass. So that was kind of always one route that I kept open. I thought, you know, I was hoping that these externships will give me a better idea of kind of what that environment would be like. So what I decided, now that I'm coming up on this, you know, timeline of I have to decide, is that I am going to go into private practice. And in Southern Minnesota, there's a couple different clinics that I've been talking with, and hopefully find one that gives me the opportunity to work with as many species as possible. So the large animals, the small animals, the exotics, and then someday utilizing those skills that I have in zoo to help out as like a relief zoo vet or something on that level, but probably won't ever sit for my zoo boards or anything like that.
Well, I think we're getting to the end of our conversation. I'm going to give you the last word. So if there are sage words of advice that you have for a student who's considering UMR or who's maybe in one of those difficult moments at UMR, or even if you could go back in time and give advice to yourself, what are some of the things you would share?
Oh, that's a big question. For as long as I've been alive, or as long as I can at least remember, I've wanted to be a veterinarian. And so coming into UMR, I was like, I know what I'm here for. I know what I want out of my future. I am going to stay on my path because I know exactly what I want and I want to get there. And I don't want to make a mistake, because if I make a mistake, I could lose the one goal that I've had since, you know, I was a baby. And if I could give myself one piece of advice at the beginning of my UMR career, is that being curious and making mistakes, because you're just curious about something, and like being curious means you don't know about it. And since you don't know about it, you are going to make mistakes, and that's okay. And that's really good, because you don't learn and you don't grow both your knowledge as a person if you're not making those mistakes, if you're not letting yourself be curious and to kind of question the things around you or the things that, you know, you thought that you always knew. And it's good to be like, I'm on this path because this is what I want. And it's good to know what you want. Like, you can have your singular path, but it's okay to still be like, yeah, even though I'm really interested in veterinary medicine, like, I'm also curious about, you know, other things, like, you know, what does it mean to be a geneticist? What does it, you know, even what does it mean to be like a social worker, something so far outside your field? You know, those are all good things, and those help create new lenses when you look at the world to understand and have these different perspectives.
Nice.
I think that's the most important part, and that's something I love that UMR was able to teach me.
Well, congratulations on being in your fourth year and being so far along your path, reaching this goal that you knew you had forever. We're so proud of you. And of course, we want you to stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Nest, UMR's alumni podcast. Beyond the Nest is produced by UMR Marketing and Communications in collaboration with UMR Alumni Relations and edited by Dante Fumo. We'll be back soon with more from our Raptor alumni. Until next time.